That's so cool.
Alright, speak up.
Hi, so so we're gonna take a this is WMFO Medford Radio 91.5 FM. Glad you all are here to listen to me mix DJ Juju mixing Milk. Pleasure to be here with you all. That's my DJ name if you guys don't know. Alex, my guest right here is just has no idea what to do.
Yeah, what's going on?
You speaking to the mic.
Is that number three?
Yep. Speak, man, speak. Everyone can hear you laughing in the background.
I don't know what to talk about. What do you want me to talk about?
Talk about what life like. What is life like in Russia?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty chill.
Is it better than the US?
Yeah.
In what way?
There's like more nightlife, cooler people. Sorry,
cooler
guys.
People? Oh, no. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's harsh. That's really harsh.
How many people are actually listening?
We've got 9 listeners right now. Shout out to all you 9 listeners. You guys are rock stars.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like US. I mean,
so,
I have nothing
against. So what's your opinion on Ukraine? You don't want to share?
That's a tough question.
Is that a tough question?
I don't want to share my thoughts about it.
Really? Why?
There might be some Ukraine people listening to it.
I wonder what the percentage of.
It's not good. So.
You don't like Ukraine, I'm guessing.
Some I don't like some Ukrainian people.
All right, let's ask you some trivia questions about Russia.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, let's see.
Ask me anything.
Let's see. So, what is the world's longest railway?
Trans-Siberian.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and okay. And where does it span?
Like all of Russia.
All of the country.
Yeah, it's like going all the way from the west all the way to the east.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like amazing views if you ride it.
Wow. What about the world's largest McDonald's?
The world's? I don't know.
You didn't know that?
Is it like?
This is a pretty bad quiz. All I'm saying is,
it's
the
in
world's
US?
Largest, and then
right.
No, it's in the Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah, the largest McDonald's
in
the world is in Russia. Yeah.
But are they closing all McDonald's now? It's like
what?
So many people get sick. They like close all McDonald's now in Moscow.
Really? What about women versus men?
Women versus men?
Are there more women or more men in Russia?
I think it's equal.
No.
More women?
There are 10 million more women in Russia than men.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good fact.
It was the imbalance is initially believed to be the result
million.
Of so many men dying during World War II.
10 million?
Yeah, 10 million more.
Wow.
What is the wedding ring tradition?
You mean like on what finger to wear it?
Yeah.
Is it like right hand? Right?
Yeah.
It's right hand.
It's the right hand on the ring finger, yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually sort of married.
Really?
No, it's just, it's too large for my left one. So I put it on my right.
In the US, what is it? In the US, it's done the left hand, okay.
Yeah. I think Catholic is left, Russian Orthodox is right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is the flower superstition? In Russia.
The superstition?
Yeah.
Flower?
Yeah.
So like love and not love? That thing?
Like, apparently in Russia, men never give an even amount of flowers.
Oh yeah, that's true. You only give even amount if they're... You like
it's a funeral.
A funeral, yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So like if
so your flower
it,
business, you
yeah, yeah.
you don't give out.
No, because once...
But if you do, it's going to be all
black.
Yeah,
once our floor is fucked... once our florist like really did a bad thing, she like put even amount of flowers, and the guy who ordered the flowers for his girl, he was like so mad.
Really?
It was crazy, yeah.
Did he sue?
No, but like the woman was like, why are you giving even flowers like at my funeral or something? It's just
Oh, it's so sad.
It's pretty bad. Wait, wow. Isn't that the same in the U.S. though?
No, it doesn't
really?
Matter. It does not matter how many flowers you give a girl. The
That's
more flowers,
weird.
The better.
That's weird, though.
Yeah. What about, how many billionaires are there in Russia, in Moscow?
Many. I think it's after New York goes Moscow. Like, right? And then it goes Hong Kong or something, no?
Yeah, it goes Moscow, then New York.
Moscow's first?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice. I think it's like...
Oh, that's nice.
I have no
They've
idea
got 74 idea. Billionaires.
I want to say that.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to say that.
74? You knew 74?
Yeah.
What?
I knew like 70. I thought it was around 70.
Wow.
Yeah, there are many.
Who's the largest oil producer in the world?
Rosneft.
What?
Rosneft.
What's that?
Exxon.
It says Russia's the second largest producer of oil.
Oh, you mean countries, the companies?
Yeah,
Russia. After US.
Saudi Arabia is the first.
No, that's not a thing. Are you kidding me?
When was this dated? When was this dated? This was
so outdated information.
Yeah, this is 2016.
But Russia is first, then US, then Saudi. Because US has this new thing with oil, I don't know what's it called in English.
It says... It's estimated that the U.S. will surpass both Russia and Saudi Arabia by 2020.
Yeah, because the thing they found, it's like hard to... it's called some new type of oil that the U.S. found, like in Texas or something.
In the sand dunes?
Yeah. And it's basically... Very
crude oil.
No, it's called something different. I don't know. Yeah.
What about the transportation system? What's so revolutionary about the transportation system?
In Russia?
Mm-hmm. Is it the fastest means of transportation? It is the fastest means of transportation. During rush hour, trains are scheduled for every 90 seconds. It is estimated that over 9 million passengers ride the metro every day.
Really?
Also, the metro of St. Petersburg is also the deepest subway in the world.
Yeah, that's true. They're very deep. Moscow's metro is
100
like
meters
subway.
Deep? What?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it's the way because it's underwater. It should be underwater, right?
What?
Because, like, St. Petersburg, it's, like, surrounded by sea, Baltic Sea.
Uh-huh.
So they need to dig it underwater. You know?
What about...
It's like La Manche when you go from London to Paris.
What's the superstition with shaking hands?
You always shake hands with men.
You don't shake hands with women?
No. You kiss them on the cheek. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This thing says Russians will never shake hands over a doorway.
Yeah, that's true. That's like superstition.
It is believed to be a bad omen, and most Russians are convinced the action will lead to an argument.
Yeah.
But every conversation between two Russians is an argument.
No, that's true. You should first come in and then you shake your hands. You should never shake hands across the doorway. It's too bad.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, St. Petersburg is a deep metro.
Do you have to walk down all those stairs? Or was
no,
it?
No, there's escalators.
Okay. It must be massive escalators. There must be huge escalators.
Yeah. But I hate St. Petersburg metro.
Really? You don't like St. Petersburg?
No, Moscow people don't like St. Petersburg people.
Really?
It's
why?
It's like a rivalry there. It's like New York and Boston, kind of.
There's no true. Boss. There's no rivalry.
Like, St. Petersburg tries to like compete with Moscow.
Oh, sorry, there is a huge.
There is, yeah.
What are the sports? Is there competition between
hockey.
Sports?
Yeah, huge one. Like soccer, hockey, mostly hockey and soccer.
Mm-hmm.
But our soccer sucks. Everyone hates our football team, our soccer team.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because they get paid like European soccer players. But they play so bad.
Really?
Yeah, they pay like ridiculously bad.
They pay badly?
Very badly. They're super bad.
No, they play badly or do they get paid badly?
They play badly and they paid very well.
Why?
I have no idea.
What's the point?
It's just like...
That doesn't make any sense.
Because I don't know why they did that.
Russian
just
soccer.
Look at the salary. It's just crazy.
Who's the most famous Russian
soccer player? No one. Everyone hates them. Just look at the like most highly paid Russian soccer player. It's a young guy from like Kakorin, and he like drives Lamborghini, Hulk. Ferrari, and he plays
Zenit Hulk.
Hulk is Brazilian, yeah. He left already.
Wow, this is, all of this is so old. All this data is so old.
Yeah, basically, yeah, they get paid super, super high.
What is it? Ska. Is it Ska?
CSKA.
Ska.
CSK, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, CSK.
CSKA.
Yeah, that's a soccer team I support too.
Really?
Yeah, but I hate everyone now.
What are these salaries?
They're very high. They're like about 5 million a year. That's super high for the level they're playing. They're playing like ridiculously bad. Shameful.
All right, cool. I want to play a really good.
You play like a club music.
I want to play a good like Asian music. Rap beat.
Okay. Can't do it. Play like Tomorrowland music.
Tomorrowland music. I would, but apparently I've got no internet.
Wow. Have you been to, in Miami, what's it called? The DJ Festival. What's it called? Tomorrowland. Mm-hmm. Like, not allowed to swear on the radio?
Keep it mild. I don't want the 9 listeners to be children. And get their minds be.
The children are already sleeping.
Yeah, alright, so cast as much as you want.
I think maybe they're just our professor listening to it.
Yeah, all of our professors are listening right now. Alex Rus, his name is Alex Rus from Russia. He doesn't care about his grades.
Yes, I do. In case the professor. Maybe he is listening, dude.
Oh, Marcello Bianconi, shout out. Shout out to my professor. We love you, man.
Really, maybe he's
we love you, man. We love you. You're a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good professor.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best econometrics professor. That's like definitely true.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really nice of you to say that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous.
Not connecting.
I'm not a guest. I do go to Tufts, but it's making me sign in to Tufts guests.
Go to Tufts secure.
No, it doesn't. That's faulty, man. It's faulty.
Dude, what's trivia information about London?
What?
You're from London.
Yeah.
Tell us trivia information about London.
What's okay, cool about sure. So London is the biggest city in the world. I'm That's a lie. It's a lie.
London.
Asian rap beat. So this is this. Everyone, just look up this rap beat on the internet.
Why are you turning it this one on?
Let's go, baby. All right, I'm a freestyle over this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Aight, let's go, baby, let's go. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Go, go, go. Yo, I'm in a J, I'm on top of JJ. Yo, it's 2:15 a.m. in the morning. I don't know what to do, but I'm sick in my head. Shaking my head, yeah. Alex is laughing at me. Yo.
same old Bobby, same old beat. Well, yeah, they got nothing on me. The same old cars, same old streets. But yeah, they got nothing on me. Come and easy go. Well, yeah, I'm sure I told you so. Well, they just want you for your door. Man, I'm sure I told you so. And well, you're dead, dead, Joe. In the way you're alive, you feel a little inside, but trouble and strife. And now you spend your evenings searching for another life. And yeah, I think, maybe, I think you've got it in your sights. Well, easy, easy. There's no need to take that. Well, I'm on the telephone, man, just leave us alone. Oh no, I should've kept my receipt. Cause this sandwich I bought, yeah, it's been off for a week. A lot of Tesco's stealing my money. When positivity seems hard to reach, I'll keep my head down and my mouth shut. Cause if you're going through hell, we just keep going. You're easy, so easy. You're easy. Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah. Since you were a 20, I was 20 and thought that some years from now a purple little, little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. Hold your sanity. From Diogenes to the Foucault, from Ложечкин до Паспарту. И я клянусь, обоссав два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в му. Start wearing purple for
the flowers.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Dream
of
you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
It's a spy from behind my giant robot's eyes. I keep him happy cause I might fall out if he cries. Scared of heights so I might pass out if he flies. Keep him on autopilot cause I can't drive. Room enough for one, I tell my homies they can't ride. Unless we're sitting on the shoulders, but that's way too high. Let's try not to step on the children. The news cameras filming this walking project building. Now there's hoes selling hoes like right around the toes. And the crackheads beg at about the lower leg. There's crooked police that's stationed at the knees. And they do drive-bys like up and down the thighs. And there's a car chase going on at the waist. Keep a vest on my chest. I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream.
I fell asleep amid the flowers.
I fell asleep amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Daydream.
Daydream.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Now come on. Everybody, let's make cocaine cool. We need a few more half-naked women up in the pool. And hold a smack 10 that's all covered in jewels. And can you please put your titties closer to the 22s? And where's the champagne? We need champagne. Now look as hard as you can with this blunt in your hand. And now hold up your chain. Slow motion through the flames. Now cue the smoke machines and the simulated rain. But not too loud cause the baby's sleeping. I wonder if it knows what the world is keeping. Up both sleeves while he lay there dreaming. Me and my robot tiptoe round creeping. I had to turn my back on what got you paid. I couldn't see, had the hood on me like Abu Ghraib. But I like to thank the streets that drove me crazy. And all the televisions out there that breaks me. I was
daydream.
Like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold. And I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun.
She's the only one I got.
makes me talk less. And I'm trying hard not to talk fast, but dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like got a smile that'll make the most see. Now the annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song.
We're moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we can be on the phone for 3 hours.
I'm not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like,
take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
Heals, but it never does. That's cause you at war with love. You at war with love.
These yeah. battle scars don't look like they're fading. Don't look like they're ever gone away. They ain't never gonna change. These battle
love. Never let a wound ruin me, but I feel like ruins wooing me. Arrow holes that never close from Cupid on a shooting spree. Feeling stupid cause I know it ain't no you and me. But when you're trying to beat the odds up and trying to keep your nods up, and you know that you should know and let it go, but the fear of the unknown hone another lover's phone sends you back into the zone. With no Tom Hanks to bring you home, a lover not a fighter on the front line with a poem. Trying to write yourself a rifle, maybe sharpen up a song to fight the tanks and drones of you being alone.
I wish I never looked, I wish I never touched. I wish that I could stop loving you so much. Cause I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Uh-huh.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause
yeah.
it'll never be over. Until you tell me it's over.
Until you tell me
these
it's over. But you said it,
and I hope you never come back.
It shouldn't have happened, but you let it. Now you're down on the ground screaming medic. The only thing that comes is the post-traumatic stresses. Shields, body armors, and vests don't properly work. That's why you're in a locker full of hurt. The enemy within and all the fires from your friends. The best medicines to probably just let it win.
I wish I could feel, wish I could love. I wish that I could stop cause it hurts so much.
So much.
And I'm the only one that's trying to keep us together.
Yeah.
When all of the signs say that I should forget her.
Yeah.
I wish you were the best I ever had.
Hey.
I wish that the good outweighed the bad. Cause it'll never be over.
Until you tell me it's over.
These battle scars don't look like they're fading.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Alright, guys. Alright, guys, it's about time to finish up. I've gone 40 minutes over my extended time. This is WMFO Medford Radio, DJ Juju Mixing Milk, signing off. Pleasure to be with you. I hope you all have a good night's sleep. And Alex, would you like to say something?
Yeah, good night, guys. Have a good sleep. I don't know. Peace.
What else do you want to say?
Peace to you all.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School, back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problem.
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Thank you.
guys want. I see them looking. I make them want me. I like to tease them. They want to touch me. I never let them. I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like. Boys like. Boys like me. But you're special. I might get you. You're so much different. I might get you. Would you like that? I might get you. And buttons, fun to frustrate them. They get so angry, like pouty children. Deny their candy, I laugh right at them. I know what boys like, I know what guys want. I know what boys like, boys like, boys like me.
If my baby, hey, this is Tim Blaine.
Who?
Tim Blaine.
Oh, Tim Blaine, the Tim Blaine Band.
That's the one.
Oh, this is Adam Olin.
And I'm James Wu.
We are the Tim Blaine Band. We are doing interpretive dance inside WMFO in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great.
So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.